Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
All right, this is Dan, of course, back with you. And as promised, we do have Dave Yeager and Kevin Davis with us this morning to talk about the Wayne County Fair. It's just about here. Officially gets underway. Well, Wednesday is entry day. We've always kind of called that in the past. And actually, there were some preliminary things this past weekend. I know they had some
dog show.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Aim towards the mic when
you
you're talking.
You want us to look into this?
Yeah, look into the mic. You don't have to look at me.
Okay. No, we had a good turnout. Looked like a lot of us were out there working at the fairgrounds Saturday, and looked like they had a good crowd for the dog show and the cat show. So,
well, that's good. We always look to have good crowds. Yes. The more the merrier.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, I always ask you this every year. Anything new at the fair? You've been doing some work. Anything new to expect?
Yeah, I tell you, we put a new wash rack in the back of the beef barn there. So. People that are showing beef and dairy and stuff, they'll enjoy that because it's right there at the back of the building. So,
oh, that's good. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we've done that. And then we added 13 more campsites. So, kind of expanded that all out. So now we're clear down on the West Road. So, we're just about full now.
Yeah.
Someplace for people to go in and bring their campers.
That's right.
So, yeah. People come just spend the whole week.
They do.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
All right. I can drive out every day.
Geez, Dan, that's not good. Now, maybe we better get you a camp spot.
That's okay. You're going to buy me a camper, too?
Well, I don't know.
We can rent one.
Okay. All right, we'll see. All right. Well, where do you want to go from there? Any other new construction going on?
No new construction this year besides what Dave said with the wash rack is about the only thing that we've done. The big stuff and the campsites is all we've done this year. We just kind of took a year off and just done some small stuff this year.
A lot of maintenance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's true every year, yes.
We have water leaks every year, so we can always be fixing something.
Yeah, well, we have a water main break north of town.
Yeah, so. I heard that yesterday.
So. Yep. Oh, well, I'm sure somebody's out there dealing with that as we speak this morning. So.
Yep.
And if people hadn't heard yet, at least they're asking people to conserve water and wait until they get that fixed.
So. Yes.
Don't water your lawns is what it is the main thing I probably the biggest way to conserve right now.
Right.
Anyway, let's get back to the fair. Opening day, more or less, is Wednesday.
But
a lot of entries on Wednesday.
Yeah, a lot of people checking in.
Anything else going on Wednesday?
No, we've backed away from everything else. Just all the livestock and all the stuff's coming into the 4-H building and all that. And the Ag Hall stuff all coming in on Wednesday night. And so that's kind of about all we got going on for Wednesday night.
Okay, well then, everything gets underway full swing on Thursday. I assume the amusement people will be there by Thursday.
Oh, yeah, she's supposed to be moving in today, so yesterday and today we can get all set up, so they'll be all ready to go. So, and then Thursday we'll just kick the fair off again with the 4-H, all the 4-H stuff, horses, cattle, all the main stuff with all the events, the livestock events, get everything going, and we'll be all 4-H all day Thursday.
All right.
Yeah, and then I tell you what, Thursday night we're really excited about our bull ride. It's going to be special this year. We're adding a different class called the bullfighting class, so it's going to be interesting.
And so who's in charge of that?
Well, it's all going to be all done through L.J. Jenkins and Mark Warden.
The same people we had last year.
Yes, they're all doing it, but Luke Kaufman, our announcer, he's one of the CEOs for this ultimate bullfighting. And they got it approved where these guys can come and fight these Mexican bulls, and then they accumulate points, and they get qualified to go to the finals in Vegas in October. So it's pretty huge that he got that approved and be able to come to Wayne and do that for us.
Yeah. You know, how far...
It's going to be a neat show. You know, maybe you might run it.
No, thank you.
Running from the bulls.
You too, Dave.
Yeah.
You do it first, and I'll follow. So where are all these, how far away are some of these guys coming from? Have you heard?
These guys just travel the circuit with the PBR deal when they have these bullfighting deals. So
they'll be Texas, Oklahoma. Yeah, they'll be from all over.
Yeah. Really don't know where they all brought them from. But
everywhere they have brain damage, that's where these guys come from,
But it's going to be on an intermission in between the long goes and the short goes when they'll do it. So
Something different. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And we'll have people entertaining the bulls, too.
Right.
Everybody stays safe.
Yep. Yeah, then you also got Matt Merritt will be here, the entertainer, they call him. So he'll be helping doing that. When you get them guys coming, it kind of just helps with the show.
Yeah, they put on a great show.
Yep.
You know, we always used to do the mutton busting, but it's been kind of hard to get the sheep. I know the little kids liked it, so now we decided, well, we take a step up and put this bullfighting in there. I think will help offset that.
And it's on the circuit, so we're going to get a lot of the good guys to come here. So it's going to be a good show.
What time does it start Thursday night?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Thursday night. Okay. Yipper. Always plenty of good things to eat all throughout the fair, of course.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
But the main thing for me eating would be Friday night.
Yeah, our barbecue.
That's the barbecue.
57th annual barbecue. So at our 97th annual fair.
Yeah.
So we're getting close to that 100 year.
I don't feel that old.
I know. Me either.
Have you made all of them, Dan?
Not all 97.
No.
I made the last, let's see, how many years have I been in Wayne now? I've been here since 73, I've been to every fair since I came. I know that.
No, we're looking forward to a great fair. You know, we really are. Friday night, you know, we're going to have the Bush Pullers back in town along with the PPL. It's going to be a good show, too.
That's a big thing. Yeah. We're making noise with the Bush Pullers on Friday night. That's Friday, besides the barbecue.
The barbecue. But we also got, a lot of other stuff going on. We got Kevin Horner. He was there last year. He's coming back this year. We've added a couple other ground acts around the fair. So
tell everybody who Kevin Horner is. Just say Kevin Horner.
Well, geez, Dan.
Well, he's a magician, Ben Quiltris. It's good. It's a fun show. People enjoyed it last year.
Then Wildlife
Encounter. That's always my favorite thing, the Wildlife Encounter.
Yep, everybody likes that. It's just always awesome.
And they'll be, they're going to be there every day?
They start Friday.
Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct.
For Wildlife Encounters.
Yep.
All right. And your schedules are out there available. You can go to the fair has a website. What's the website for the fair, Dave?
It's called The Wayne County Fair.
The Wayne, because there's more than one Wayne in America. So get
on there. You know, it's really up to date. So get even on there and you can find out what's going on.
It's even on our Facebook page, too. Yes. So you can look at everything on the Facebook page. So it's pretty simple to go through.
That's what people do these days.
That's right.
If you can't find it on your phone, it doesn't exist.
That's right.
Okay, anything else on Friday we should mention?
Oh, we just got a lot of good things going on. You know, we got bingo going on. There's just all kinds of different things going on that just kind of good for everybody to entertain, you know. But just like Dave said, you know, Friday with the barbecue and then with the tractor pull would be good.
We're looking forward to a lot of tractors coming here to this pull again this year.
Yeah, we've actually got three classes with the PPL this year. Right. So. That should really be a nice draw for everybody.
Yeah. Well, we always get a good crowd on Friday.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Well, where else can you go to a tractor pull and a barbecue same night? You know.
Okay.
And the weather's supposed to be nice.
Yeah. It's supposed to be decent. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little warmer, you know, Saturday and Sunday, but a little warmer, but not brutally hot like it was this past week.
It's gonna warm up towards the weekend, but sounds like the humidity might not be so bad. So
we'll be fine. That will help. We'll be fine. Yeah. And we want to keep the rain away Saturday night. There's a chance for some rain, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. Big concert is Saturday night, of course.
It's going to be a doozy, I'll tell you. Blackhawk and Diamond Reel, you really can't say we got Blackhawk opening for Diamond Reel because we got them both booked. I mean, they're both great acts. You know, they'll be playing hit after hit after hit, and it's going to be a tremendous show.
I saw someplace, but you know, what times are they scheduled to be on stage?
7:30, I think, 8:30 for Blackhawk, and then 9:30 for Diamond Reel.
Okay.
8 and 9:30. Yeah, 8 and 9:30.
So. 8 o'clock Blackhawk, and they make way for Diamond Reel at 9:30. Exactly. Give both the bands plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We got a lot of songs to play.
They got a lot of hits, you know?
Yes.
Hours of number one hits. Better than that.
They dominated the 1990s mainly.
Yes, they did. They were.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Yes, everybody should be happy with that. We'll play some of their music before we say goodbye here today.
Play it. Get everybody wound up about this fair. I'm telling you, it's going to be good.
Okay. Anything else during the day on Saturday? What else is going on? I'm sure we have other things going on.
We got the pitch tournament right away in the morning, and then following that, we're going to have a cornhole tournament down in the beverage garden, down at the Roost. So,
right.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
They'll have. Then they're also going to have an open class horse show again, like we always have up there Saturday morning. So that'll be for all the anybody. It's open to the public. So
I enjoy the horse shows.
Yep, that'll be good. So, and we also got a teen dance Friday and Saturday down there. So that's always good for the kids.
You're bringing a DJ in for the
teen dance? There'll be a DJ there. Yeah. Same one we've had the last few years.
Suppose we should talk about the Roost. Who's playing in the Roost?
Well, we got Cactus Flat coming back again. Mm-hmm. They'll be there again Saturday night. So,
and I think Southwind on Friday night. And I don't know
who Wayne County Troubadours are there on Thursday night. So it'll be good. Check, every night.
Drop into the Roost. You'll be entertained and relax a little bit.
Exactly. We made it a little bit bigger because it's been getting a little crowded in there, so we made it a little bit bigger this year. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's some construction you didn't mention.
Yeah, we just did it this weekend.
All right. I was want to be surprised by something new at the fair.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Any mud volleyball this year?
No.
No mud volleyball?
No. We've filled the mud pits in out there, and kind of that's where we put all the campsites out there. So we just kind of went away from that.
Yeah, okay. We struggled out there. We ran into where we used to bury some stuff out there, and we just get in old water. So every time we put water in there, it seeps away. So we give up on the mud volleyball.
Okay. Well, I wasn't planning on doing it anyway.
We thought maybe you had a team ready, Dan.
No, that's okay. No. All right. Sunday. I know how we end up things.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one again, that's for sure.
We're talking demo derby, of course.
Right. Yeah, it looks demo derby. Numbers have been very good. Should be another awesome show.
Yeah, I just got done talking with Cody Henderson, who helps put this on for us, and somewhere around $14,000 purse. So it's going to be a good purse and draws in a lot of cars. It'll be a good show, usual.
Yeah, people around here like their demo derbies. Yes.
It's always a big hit here in Wayne County.
Yep. Do we have a wood carver this year?
We do.
Okay. Yeah,
we've got a brand new guy coming in this year. Going to be another something different. Yep. We tried a new guy on that. Should be good. And Sunday morning, we also got the church worship service in front of the grandstand.
Yes.
That's been a big hit for us. So it's a nice place to see everybody come out. And then they usually, some of them go down and have breakfast after that at the Catholic food stand down there. So that's been good. Then we also got the team roping going on up at the arena at 1:00, so that's another big thing.
1:00, we got the dessert contest, which you always like to participate in, so
yeah,
that's coming back.
That's good.
Yeah.
And we got the kids' pedal pull. Right. We'll have that down at the Hog Arena down there. That works good for everybody down there. So got all that stuff for the kids and all that stuff going on Sunday, so it's kind of a nice deal. And then, like I said, the auction, we'll auction off all the wood carvings again before the derby, like we always do. So, and then we kind of changed it up. We're going to do our flag burning again on Sunday night. It seems to work a little bit better. So do that on Sunday night right out in the middle of the track so everybody can see that.
Yep.
How about the awards? Are we doing those like we normally do?
No, we actually changed it up a little bit. We'll do some awards Friday night and then some awards also on Saturday night. So appreciate you guys always helping us with that.
No problem.
Yeah, perfect.
And all the usual things. That, like I say, there's always plenty of good, great food at the fair.
Yeah, we got a lot of good food vendors coming in again, so that's all good. But like we said, our season passes right now are $45. The day on Thursday morning, then they'll go up to $50. But if you just want a day pass, they're only $15. I mean, where are you going to buy just a day pass for $15 and you get in to see the concert or the tractor pull or whatever you want to go to, for $15? It's just been...
If you come on Friday, you don't even have to pay for your food.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. You can get enough to eat and just have a good old time.
All right.
And don't forget to go down to the Wayne Expo Center, because they'll have a lot of things going on down in there. I know they got a wine tasting one night, maybe some beer tasting and different things going on down in there. I'd heard gelato was coming.
Yeah.
They'll be serving gelato down in there, so something different.
Just make sure everybody try and make their way in there, because it's air conditioned down in there, too, and so there'll be vendors in there, and so it's just nice to get everybody in there, but just trying to... Like Dave said, get it going a little bit more with other stuff going on towards the evening hours in there. Mm-hmm. So just trying to keep everybody excited with more new stuff at the fair.
Any other highlights before we play a little music?
As you're walking around the fairgrounds, I think we'll have the TVs playing, and they'll have some schedules going on, so you'll be able to find out what's going on that day. So it should be easily to coordinate where you want to go.
You going to the big screen again this year?
We are.
Yeah.
Yes, all big, 3 nights again.
Yep, big screens will be there all 3 nights, so it'll be good.
All right. Come and have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday through Sunday this week. Don't miss it.
That's right. Thanks,
and
Dan.
Again, you can get your season passes now if you want to save a few bucks. But if you know you're only going to be going a day or two, you can just pay at the gate.
Yeah,
$15.
That's cheap. That's entertainment.
All right, Kevin Davis, and what's your name again?
Yeah, Dave Yeager.
Dave Yeager with us this morning on The View from Wayne America. And let's, before we wrap this up totally, well, I promise you to play a little music. This is one of Blackhawk's many hits, and then we'll play one from Diamond Rio before we close out.
It's another back door sneaking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye. Could have thrown a knockdown, screaming, shouting, have it out, tirade. She could have made it real tough, bringing up all the hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
From your place to ours, neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Georgia pine, we gain a lot of ground. tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to say it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out. That's what love is all about. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. Oh, oh. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Saturday night at the Wayne County Fair, Blackhawk takes stage at 8, and then about 9:30, those guys, Diamond Rio. Don't miss it, Saturday night at the Wayne County Fair. Again, in the event you missed any portion of today's program, or if the view is broadcast at a time that is not convenient, you can now hear a podcast of the view on our website, waynedailynews.com. It falls under Community. Select the Podcast tab on WayneDailyNews.com.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.